Well, welcome. As you can see, we're going to be taking communion this morning. We're going to start with the scripture. On the night that he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and he gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and he said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it." So this morning, we're going to remember Christ. We're going to take some time for that, to remember who he was, who he is, and who he will be. Scripture says that he came to set the captives free. And that would be us. Christ came to reunite us with God. And Jesus is actively reconciling us to God. He's redeeming us from wherever we, like sheep, have ran away. Scripture says that we've left God's paths to follow our own. And in Romans 3, he says we are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And that this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. We come back under God's rule, back into his home, back onto his paths, as we place our faith in Jesus. And when we place our faith in Jesus, we're becoming dependent on him for truth. We look to him to learn what's real, what's honorable, what's right, what's pure, what's beautiful. And we lean into what he has to say. And this is what Paul means when he talks about being transformed by the renewing of our minds. My link group has been reading through James, and this past week we got to James 4. And he says, James, the brother of Jesus, by the way, a leader in the Jerusalem church, he says, "Submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." And we tend to think of these as two separate things, and we kind of focus on that resisting the devil part, and we're like, I'm not so great with that, right? But these aren't two separate things. Every time we submit to God, every time we place ourselves under God's influence, under his rule, we are in that very moment moving away from the devil, which that word literally means the slanderer. He's the father of lies. He's the one that's trying to twist the truth. And as we move to God, we oppose him. We move away from him. The lies of the slanderer lose their power over us when we're consumed with delight in God and his ways. James continues saying, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy turned into gloom. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will lift you up." Realize who we are in relation to God. And as we do that, he will lift us up. So this morning we have bread to eat, juice to drink, and remembrance of Jesus, our brother and our Savior. So anyone who is able to confess with integrity that Jesus is Lord is welcome to take communion here. But before we partake, we're going to take some time to just get our heads straight and our hearts straight. So this morning, to help facilitate that, I'm going to invite you all to write a letter to God. I know some of you guys love to write. I am not one of those people. So I really don't enjoy writing, but I have found when I write my prayers, it has been very, very beneficial to me. It helps me stay focused. It helps me listen better. So I figured we could try that this morning, you know. Some things that I've written about, questions I have for God, something I appreciate about God, delight over a gift I've received from him, confession of a way that I've been rejecting his authority in my life, his influence in my life, something I need help with, praises for who he is. You can write about anything. I tend to start with dear God, and then I start writing, and then I end with in Jesus' name, amen. So you're welcome to do that or try something else. If you've never written a prayer before, or if it's been a long time since you have, I invite you to give it a try. See what you think. Maybe you'll find it helpful. Maybe you won't. Doesn't hurt to try. So to that end, there I've got Chloe did very helpfully arranged all of these clipboards for us. So there are in between and under these aisle seats and under that table in the back, there are tubs with clipboards. And if you could just kind of pass those down your row. Okay, so we're going to take some time to write. When you're done, seal it in your envelope. This is just between you and God. And then come up and place it in the manger. We're coming up on Christmas, the time that we remember his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection. And then once you've placed it in the manger, go ahead and take a bread, take a juice, and receive communion. One last thought before we begin is Hebrews 12. I read this the other day and it really just struck me. You have come to Jesus, the one who mediates the new covenant between God and his people, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks of forgiveness instead of crying out for vengeance like the blood of Abel. God has the power to seek vengeance for our disrespect of him, but that's not who he is. His pride isn't wounded by us. His heart is wounded for us. He sees how we struggle apart from him, and he doesn't want that for us. So Jesus' death on the cross speaks to us of God's forgiveness. Keep that image in mind while you write what's on your heart. Dear God.